This is RSBNB Update, episode 100. A queen, a weasel, and an owner times two. Hello, everybody. Good day. Welcome to RSBNB Update, episode 100. The 100th episode marks a century of RSBNB Update episodes. As promised, we have some special guests here for you guys this week, so let's start introducing them in alphabetical order. First one.
Hello.
Mike.
Mike, who is my co-owner on RSBNB.
That's not alphabetical.
That's not alphabetical.
Sorry, Brad.
Technically, I'm not a guest, though, am I?
No, Brad is not a guest.
Okay.
And who is this female voice that we hear in the background?
Hello, everyone. It's Mushroom Queen, also known as Christina.
Right. We were going to get Creepy to come on, but he chickened out.
Scheduling conflicts.
Yes. Okay, so pretty normal show this week for episode 100. Lots of questions, RuneScape updates, rants, tech news, pretty much everything normal. So first thing, the Dream Mentor Quest. Is there anybody here who has done this besides Mike and myself?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, well basically what happens is you go to Lunar Island and you find this tormented and weak and dying man. What was his name?
I don't remember.
Okay. He was attacked by the Sukas and he's hiding in the Rune Essence mine in a cave, so
he was scared of combat.
Yes, very. And apparently he's a level 126.
Oh no. So I just like to point out that Suka is a very bad word in Russian, so you know. it's the B word, if you will.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So Brad, sorry. Does this go against the case of Jagex has something against Russians or something?
It's
probably it probably adds to the case that Jagex has something against Russians.
And black people, don't forget.
Yeah, so basically what you do is you go help them, you give him food, you raise his morale by talking to him, and then you give him armor from his bank, which consists of, his favorite set is the Dragon Medium Helmet, arms top and bottom, a whip, and ranger's boots. Quite a bit of an odd conversation, if I do say so myself.
You mean combination?
Didn't I say combination?
You said conversation.
Okay, well there we go.
I don't know why he wouldn't want his dragon chain.
Yeah, exactly. He has a choice of a dragon chain, but he didn't want it. He wanted the arms instead.
Noob.
So yes, and then after you get him out of his cave, you have to, with his armor, you make this potion, I forget what it's called. Isn't it like a bravery potion or something?
No, it was to get you in the dream or something.
Oh, right, the potion that brings you back into the dream world.
It was, yeah, I don't know.
It's magic mushrooms, as they're also.
I was just thinking this myself.
No, let's see. I don't know. I don't remember what the potion is called, but it's the same one that was used in Lunar Diplomacy, how it brings you back to the dream world.
And except this one was for two people or something.
Yes, that is right.
Like somehow different, or I don't know.
More powerful, probably. And then you take it to this place, this building in the center, you light this ceremonial torch, and then you guys enter your dream. And short and sweet ending is you have to fight these three forms of this, this monster. The Inadequacy, the Everlasting, and the Untouchable. Oh, and after that, of course, you get more lunar spells. So the requirements for this quest were high for once, thank you. Thank you, Jagex. Lunar Diplomacy, Edgar's Ruse, 85 combat, and the Seal of Passage. What is Mushroom Queen's combat level?
88, guys.
Oh, so you could do it then.
Just watch out for me in the wilderness, you know?
Yes. The reward was 2 quest points, 15k hit points, 10k magic, and a 15k XP combat lamp. And, of course, the lunar spells.
It wasn't for all combat skills, though. But a few of them were excluded.
Yeah, that's right. Which ones were excluded?
You'd think magic would be.
No, magic was on there.
Yeah, I actually chose magic.
I used it on hit points.
I think attack and strength were not on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I don't know. This was an interesting quest. Well, you got something about Ranslator in this, how there was a glitch with the rest spell. You can, there's a spell where you take a nap, you know? Like, it takes a nap and it heals you 3 times quicker than you normally would. So you just sit down wherever you are, put your head down, and it looks like you're taking a rest. And this heals you 3 times faster. But the question Mike and I were talking about during the quest was, does this stack with the Onyx Bracelet and that prayer? I don't know if it does. If anybody knows that, please let us know. Oh, and you can see a picture of me taking a nap at a chain.rsbnb.com.
I'm going to check
way,
right
way
now.
To advertise.
Advertising started early this week.
Yes. let's go through maybe some of the spells that you get, if anybody's interested in knowing. Anybody?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me pull it up in the manual.
They are not very useful.
Let us see. Magic and then lunar spells. Okay. Monster Examine, which basically shows you the combat stats of a monster.
It doesn't. It's just the hit points and
combat level. That's right. Humidify, which fills any vessel that in your inventory. Like, they say the word vessel, but vessel is another word for ship, so does this mean I can sink ships with it?
No, Shane.
Hunter Kit gives you a whole bunch of hunter equipment. Butterfly net, bird snare, new swan, rabbit snare, teasing stick, and torch.
Teasing stick.
Yeah, I thought that.
Sorry.
Stat Spy, which lets you look at another person's skill levels without going to the RuneScape website and looking them up on the high scores.
That's great, because you know when people are lying, you know?
Yeah, but I'd rather just open a new tab and type RSN in their name, and it pulls up their stats.
It puts, like, a big eye above your head when you do it, so everyone knows you're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm level 99 woodcutting, and you just see someone's eye go up.
And then we got the dream spell, which we already talked about. Then the next new one was the plank make, which is really... wood 70, oak 175, teak 350, and mahogany 1050. So a bit cheaper. But
70%.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's still slower, I think, than doing it the natural way.
Yeah, because it's only one by one. You have to click on each log.
Oh, that's stupid.
And I don't think you'd want to do that 10k times. And finally, at level 96, we have the spellbook, which lets you swap spellbooks for one cast. Now, this sounds good, but...
One cast?
Exactly.
Well, you could use it for, like, teleblock or something.
Yeah,
and then, like, you have the other ones to heal your group or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, time to move on in this fantastic week of updates. The quest list has been sorted again. Like you all know how they stick like the in front and ah and those kind of things. Well, those have been moved to the back now, and it's true alphabetical order. It's about time that they did this. I think
it's just been broken the whole time, and they just finally got around to fixing it.
Yeah, that's like some things they do just don't make much sense to me, you know. Anyways, construction level up messages were deleted at the higher level. They said, and I quote, "Mod Ash accidentally deleted some of the construction level up messages a few months ago. We finally noticed, and these have been put back. He says he's sorry."
Do you think, like, Mod Ash was just on holiday, and they were like, "Well, he's away, we'll just blame him"?
Oh, that's possible. Oh, my.
Let him take the fall.
No, he wasn't on holidays, because he posted in, in this rant that we have later, so...
So it could be Andrew. Could be someone just pretending to be him.
Okay, enough of the conspiracy theories. Dun, dun, dun. The knowledge base has been... RuneCrafting article has added the table for when you get double runes and quad runes and those sort of things. That's good. I guess they're trying to take Fansite's power away once again. I don't
we
know.
Just think of new things. It's okay.
Yeah, they think we don't know this, right? Yeah. Oh, they don't know this. Let's put this in. But no, we know it.
We okay. need to start roaring when they do stat signatures, Shane.
What did you say?
I said we need to start roaring when they do stat signatures.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how much we could get for our current fleet of signatures give to them.
I don't know.
Nothing. They just take them.
Yeah, that's the way businesses work.
Technically, they could. Yes. Basically.
Oh, don't say that.
Sorry.
I just felt depressed all of a sudden.
I know.
Okay, and we got another player owned house bug 1 year later. Players building a garden above dungeon stairs would sometimes lose their materials.
Oh, that's terrible.
Could you imagine losing two marble blocks? That's just unsettling.
Mm. I'm sure you won't sleep easy tonight, Shane.
Okay, we got the players gallery. Anybody have any favorite ones this month?
I did have a few ones. I liked the, if you look at the second row, the one to the right, it's a very nice one.
The imp?
The snake. No.
Oh, the Tears of Guthix one with the snake.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that one is good. That's my favorite for this month.
Mm. They're all pretty good.
Mike and Brad?
My favorite is the one above the Tears of Guthix one. No, actually... Oh, yeah. When you zoom in, it looks a bit crappy. Yeah, I think that one as well. That's probably the best.
Yeah, okay. The tears one.
Yes, the tears. The fears of Guthix. Okay. The bots and real-world trading update. Apparently, they banned 19,000 accounts for macroing and another 2,300 for breaking Rule 12. Way to go, Jagex. Way to go. Way to go. They gave two examples. Player X, over 1,600 total, 140 days, 8 hours, banned for real-world item trading. Another one, over 1,550, 89 days, 14 hours, banned for real item trading. So they.
And it took them that long to catch them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it possible to just fabricate those numbers anyway?
Oh, yes. Like, you know, you can just pull those out of your head.
Yeah, why don't they give those numbers to us, like... how long we've played, if they do have them.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
So, here we go. And no new poll this week, sadly. We just got that one from last week. What would you do? But we're not going to talk about that, because we talked about it last week. So overall, what would we rate this bunch of RuneScape updates out of 5?
Most of them are mistakes, so I'm probably not very highly...
Come on, don't be shy. Rate everyone.
2.
Okay.
3.
Mike?
I'd rate it a 2 too. The spells weren't very useful to me.
But it's I have to give this week a 4 just because it's a high level quest, and they've been making progress on the macroing. I have to give it a 4 because of that.
Well, I'd update mine to 3 because of the bots and macros out of there.
Okay. What if they made a level 110 plus quest? Would that make it give you 5? You give it a 5?
I'd rate it lower.
It doesn't really matter to me. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
The rewards weren't that great anyways.
Yeah, just some XP for your magic and hit points and stuff, but I don't know. Are we ready to move on to questions?
Yes.
Yes.
We've got 3 audio questions this week. I'll take them in alphabetical order. The first one is from Alex43.
2 questions. You know how some quests have relations to other things, like the Holy Grail quest themed to King Arthur? Well, what would your reaction be if RuneScape themed the quest after Star Trek? Well, it won't be technological. It'll just have quotes and character names from Star Trek. Who knows? It might even add aliens. Anyways, what would your reaction be to that? And my second question. If Zesma got banned somehow, would it affect you in some way? Laughing your lungs out of your chest causing you to require surgical assistance counts as a reaction.
So first one, I wouldn't mind a Star Trek themed quest.
I think everybody else would.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there was that Picard guy from that one quest.
Jean-Luc.
That's enough.
That was a good quest.
No.
I think this is a fairly obvious question here that I'd like it, and everybody else here would kind of not do it. And
recoil in horror.
And I'd be the one that would be left to write the guide and everything.
Yes.
Well, no, well, Trekkie would do that.
Yes, Trekkie would do it.
Oh, boy. Oh, and what would our reaction be if Zezima got banned?
I never knew him, so sorry.
I don't see how it would affect us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same here. Wouldn't affect me.
Except the forum would probably be flooded with topics of people going, oh my god, no, it hasn't got back.
Yeah, and we'd have to clean that up now, wouldn't we? So that's not
good. It would probably make us angry because we'd have more work to do.
Okay, there we go. I got another audio question from Bluebriss Singer, who is on the newspaper staff. I will play this one now.
Seeing as you have 100 podcasts now, you certainly received a lot of questions in the past. Which ones have been your favorite, if any? Also, how much longer do you plan on keeping this podcast going for? Thanks, and keep up the great show.
So, what were some of our favorite questions in the past? Let me think. Brad, you think of your favorite questions, too.
I can't remember any old questions. I can't even remember the questions we had last week.
No, neither can I. Oh, I don't know. There's just the...
There was the question which asked if Shane... Hang on a minute. Didn't we get a question once that asked if Shane lived in his parents' basement?
Yeah, and if I was 40 years old.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's my favorite.
I like the ones where we make sort of mistakes, you know.
That's like every other question, then.
I don't know. There's just lots of questions that that I like, and I don't know. You remember that one about Iran and nukes and reaction?
Oh yeah, 99 nuclear bomb making ability.
Yeah, no. The one not so recent from Kelsey.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well.
Oh, what would your reaction be if Iran... Iraction, yeah, sorry. All you had to do was say that and I would have remembered it.
So, yeah, we have our favorite questions, but they're kind of hard to remember, seeing as we've done 100 episodes. And as for how long this will keep going, as long as RSBNB keeps going, if not possibly longer. So, there you go. There's your answer to that. Oh, and our final question is from Creepy. I like this one.
Christina, what are your opinions on the new bracelets that were released in RuneScape? Also, can you make me a glass of water?
Well, I guess you want to answer this one.
I don't even really know about the new bracelets. What is it?
Well, basically, 2 weeks ago, they brought out the bracelets for the different skills. We got the soft clay mining bracelet, the bracelet that lets you not get scalded when you go into the abyss, the bracelet that increases Castle Wars damage when you hit a flag carrier, and it heals you, and the bracelet that recharges your health 2 times faster, and the one that lets you teleport to various skilling spots. Mm-hmm. So basically these were, what I'm going to suggest to him is to listen to 2 episodes ago, RSBNB Update 98 or 97 or whatever it was, because we went into it fairly detailed there. So yeah, that's what I'd recommend for that.
I really hope they just, you know, introduce friendship bracelets. Then I'd like it.
What would these do?
Best friends forever. And then you say the name, like, I'm best friends with Shane12088.
And then you'd be able to find where that person is, or what?
No. Just, you know, for sure.
Okay. Well, there we go. There's our audio questions for this week. Thanks for sending them in. For those of you guys who are going to send one but didn't, creepy. Would have been nice to hear your real voice.
That is his real voice. He's Stephen Hawking.
Okay, moving onwards. Shane, I really like the show, and I've started listening around episode 28. I've downloaded all the old ones. I'm now missing episodes 1 to 4 and also episode 16, which I'd really like to listen to. Is there any way I could get those? Thanks from Stabo. What we can do is we can put the old ones up on the actual RSB&B server because they won't get many hits, so therefore they won't use much bandwidth, which would be episodes 1 to 42. We can put up, I'll look into putting those up within a few days of getting the show up. So I know lots of people want to hear those classic old episodes and everything. I don't even know if I should put up episode 1. That one was so bad.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, listening to it, they both sound so awkward.
Yeah, well, you know, that disappears after about 2 weeks. And then you start feeling as if you're right in there and you know what you're doing.
And then you start feeling as if you're talking to yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I found, at least.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. After so many episodes, you just get used to doing it and it becomes second nature and you just pretend you're talking to the other person who's on the other end.
Right, I have a question for you. A question. God, who was I heard it from? I think it was Pika. He was telling me that you were eating chips on the first episode.
No, I wasn't.
And you just heard a crunch, crunch, crunch.
That was
I thought it was Pika that was like cutting his nails or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And you remember when you used to put in those weird sheep sounds as well?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Do it again. You did sheep sounds?
Yeah, we had sheep sounds.
You see the sounds going bah, at the end of the episode.
Yeah, so there you go. Thanks, Stabo. Okay, who wants this next one?
You allocate them, otherwise it'll get too complicated.
Okay, let's send this next one over to Mushroom Queen. You can read this next one.
Okay, is... from Gamer4250?
Right.
Okay. Gamer4250 asks, why do you think Apple puts an I in front of the names of practically all of their products? Also, what is the best way to train farming, Shane? My farming is currently at level 43, higher than mine.
So why do they put I on their products? Or they used to, but I think they're phasing out of that now, you know?
Because they all sound the same. It's like individuality, like, oh, this is my iPod, you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess. That's a good idea. But if you think about it, it used to be called iBook. Now it's called MacBook. It used to be called iTV. Now it's called Apple TV. So are they going away from that?
Mac TV did that to sort of differentiate the two, I guess, didn't they?
Or maybe they're just saying that they own you now.
Well, I know I have Apple products, and I'm pretty sure everybody else here has one, whether it be an iPod, right, or something else.
Yes.
So, I don't know, that's probable. So, best way to train farming? Tree seeds, and fruit tree seeds, and maybe some watermelons if you have the time. I think that's right?
Yes.
Okay. That was from Gamer4250. Brad, you can take this next one.
So we do this, like, the one addressed to you first?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Right.
Yeah, we'll do it. Right. Shane, I want to get my construction up, and I was just wondering, what is the quickest and most efficient way to do so? I'm level 47. P.S. I might be able to find some herb seeds in my bank above Irrit for your farming goal. PM me. And add me in RS. No, Brad, I'm not sucking up.
Someone wants to become moderator.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That doesn't happen like that, so.
Yeah. Don't give him lard.
So the best way to raise construction, I think, is the oak larders. I think we're all in agreement with that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And the herb seeds, if you want. I don't force anybody to donate to listen to this show.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Okay, now the second part addressed to Brad. But how about we extend this one to the entire panel here this week? This next part. Yeah, let's do that.
Who wants to read it?
Brad? Are you there?
How about Mike reads it?
Hello?
Oh, his microphone is messed up.
Oh, connection lost. I'll bring him back in.
Okay.
So this gets edited out, or...
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that happens way too much. That happens way too much.
I don't edit them anymore. I only edit out swearing.
Oh,
okay.
Let's all swear, just to make sure he can do his job.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, read this question.
Right, what type of bands do you like, and do you play any instruments? I play drums, and I'm currently in a band, and we're working on our first album now. Best wishes, Davo338.
So, Brad, what do you like, and what do you play?
I don't play any instruments. I used to play the saxophone several years ago, but I'm not musically inclined.
Okay.
And as far as bands go, you know, things like Billy Talent, Rise Against, like punk rock. You, okay. Shane?
I really don't have any that I like, and no, I don't play any instruments. I have a straw here that I can play, though, if we want.
play something.
What?
What about Mushroom Queen and Mike? Do you guys play any instruments or work on any musical projects?
Yes, I do. I've been playing cello since I was about 6 years old. I haven't picked one up forever, though, so I'm probably not very good anymore.
So what kind of music do you play with that? Is that, like, classical, or...?
Yeah, you play classical music mostly, so...
Okay. And bands?
I like Billy Talent also. Yeah, he's very good. And I guess Brad's going to totally kill me, but I love Panic at the Disco.
What?
It's a band, Shane.
Okay. And, Mike?
I don't play any instruments. Well, I actually went to a Billy Talent Rise Against concert in February.
Yes!
Lucky.
There's Anti-Flag and Monin there, too. They're okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Didn't you want to go, Shane?
No, I don't know who those people are.
Billy Talent isn't a person, it's a band.
Well, yeah, there we go. Okay, when at a public place have you ever seen anybody on RSBNB from Lord Zamorak? No. No.
I haven't even seen anyone on RuneScape in a
public place. Oh, my sister said one person in her class was on our site. Yeah, there we go.
Speaking of your sister, Shane, what's her name?
Oh, no, that's classified here. We're not going into that.
We're not. Get her in here. We want to say hello.
No, well, she's not here, so that's not happening.
Does she listen to the episodes?
No, she doesn't. No, not normally. But she
I thought you were going to say she's not normal, then.
Okay, let's put this next one on Mushroom Queen, since she seems like she'd do something like this.
Okay, the next one is from Kelsey, which you spelled her name wrong, Shane. It says, if we paid you, would you babysit that thing my family calls my nephew?
It depends how much you're paying me.
Yes.
I don't babysit.
Oh, not even your sister?
She doesn't need babysitting. So Brad, what about you, Mushroom Queen? Would you?
You are
in the same state.
Well, I wouldn't really drive 3 hours to go do it, but you know.
And Mike, would you?
No, I would not.
Okay, well, there you go, Kelsey. There's your answer.
No,
not her nephew.
Okay. Question for Shane. 100 weeks ago, Pico was co-host of RSBNB Update. Now Brad is co-host. What are the notable differences when doing the show with them?
Be careful with your words, Shane. That is all I'm saying.
Pika was more laid back and quiet.
Pika wasn't quiet.
Well, he didn't, like, go attacking certain countries or whatever.
He did. Well, no, he was just very pro-American.
Yes, that's right.
He was like the opposite of me, in a way.
Yeah, yes, that is absolutely true, actually.
he's defensive, I'm offensive.
Yeah, that would be the main difference. And also, we ended up... If you guys are hearing distortion, I'd try and just work around it because I'm recording myself on a separate track. So there's really, if you guys are having problems with me saying something, just tell me to repeat it.
Okay.
It's like a constant distortion.
It's like popcorn sounds.
Oh, really? Well, that's not good.
Let's hope we don't have to do a bloody
we won't have to re-record because I've got the audio tracks perfectly.
Okay, that's good then.
And now a question for all of us. Did you think the show would get this far back then? Do you think the show would get this far back then? Let's go around. Yes or no answers, starting with Mushroom Queen.
You just love picking on me, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going up the list this time.
Oh, okay. I was very surprised. I mean, 100 weeks is just very amazing, so... No, I'm surprised that it's, you know, got this far, but, you know, it'll get farther.
Okay. Mike?
Well, to be honest, I didn't think it would get this far. I didn't really want to be on it ever.
Yeah, well, we're... I'm just going to say, go to saidbybrad.com and scroll down a few posts and read what he has to say.
Yes, very true.
We all know what we're talking about, right?
I don't.
Yes.
It's your blog. You should know.
You wrote it, didn't you?
No, it was just a general question. Do you know what I'm... And do you know what you're speaking about? No, I don't know what I'm speaking about in regards to anything.
Go down regarding your May 2nd post. That's it. And Brad, did you think it would get this far?
No.
Okay. That was
we
from...
We all have such faith, don't we?
That was from Killers. That was from Killers.
The next question is very interesting.
Let's open this up to everyone here.
Could I just make an observation?
Yes,
in
please.
The second question, he split it into two parts. Brad, Shane. Now, look, my name is first. Girlfriend is first. Your name is second. Boyfriend is second. Is he trying to imply something?
What?
I'll read it. What is your favorite movie? Let's do this first. Favorite movies starting down the list this time. So, Brad first.
28 Days Later.
Okay. Mike?
Honestly, I can't think of one right now.
Mushroom Queen.
I would say Resident Evil or Dawn of the Dead. I really like the zombie movies.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And for me, I'll just say anything that has enough action in it, like Firewall.
Or Star Trek.
Yeah. Or the Bourne movies or Firewall, Centennial, those sort of ones.
The Bourne movies are good.
Yes, they're making a third one that's due out in August. Mm. Okay, Brad, you take this next one, then.
Okay, do you have... Shane, do you have... Okay, all of us, do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend? And that's from Maniacs.
No.
Yes, I do. Shane? Shane, do you? Shane?
I said no.
Okay.
No.
I have several boyfriends. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. Well, there's your answers, then. But yeah, that's interesting what you pointed out, how it's Brad/Shane and girlfriend/... Yeah, I think I should go deal with this guy.
Well done, Maniac.
Well done, sir. You have truly raised the bar.
Thank you, Maniacs. Oh, I should note that he donated $600,000 to the events crew.
See, this is what I mean when I say don't give Shane money.
He donated it to the events crew.
Don't give anything Shane's in charge of money. RuneScape money. Give them real money, just not RuneScape money.
Okay, next question to somebody.
Do you or did you have any collections such as stamps? Best wishes, Black Blade Kenny, 94.
Anyone?
I used to collect rocks for skipping stones.
Okay. Brad?
No, I have no real collections.
Mike?
No, I don't collect anything.
No, neither do I, unless you want to count my Star Trek collection. What?
We don't even want to think about it, Shane.
Okay.
Or yes. Do you have a William Shatner, like, duvet cover?
No. No.
Shelves of Star Trek stuff, you know.
I don't go that far.
You have William, and you have Star Trek wallpaper?
No.
Star Trek sheets, bed covers.
No. No. Okay, if you were told you had 3 days to live, what would you do with that time? Agent Waffles. So let's start with Mike, since we never started with him before.
That's a hard question.
Yes. I don't know. What would you do? You want me to come back to you?
Okay.
Mushroom Queen.
I don't know. I'd probably steal a bunch of stuff.
Brad?
Just go crazy.
I would take as many people as I could with me. No, I wouldn't. I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably, in the end, I'd want to commit suicide, though. I'd rather, like, choose when I died rather than have someone choose it for me.
Oh, really?
If that makes sense. Damn, I dropped my pen.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do either. I'm unsure about this. I don't know. Just like Mike.
Would you watch as many Star Trek episodes as you could?
No, because I've seen them all, you know? I've seen them all.
So far, this is turning into Make Fun of Shane update.
Oh, Shane, we don't mean it.
Okay, this was from Agent Waffles. Thank you very much. I think Brad has to take this one.
Okay. All right. I had a dream several weeks ago that I took a trip to Canada. Yes, scary. Does sound it. And I stayed in a hotel. I met Shane. You were blonde and you had a fanny pack and a Segway. Quite nerdy. Thick rimmed glasses. Shane, is this you? Thanks. Earth 217072. Correct pronunciation. P.S. Brad, have as much fun as you like. I think all of us will have fun with this one. So, is that you, Shane?
No. No. No, no, no.
Can I ask a question? First, what is a fanny pack? Because...
Yes, yeah, European. I don't know what that is.
It's this thingy that has a strap around it, and it's got some. It's like basically a purse that you put around your waist.
Amazing.
Yeah, there you go. Hip pack, bump pack.
Yeah, they're called bum bags in England.
Yeah.
Hip pack. I've never heard it called that.
Right.
Bum bag, though.
In Europe, you don't call things fanny. It's not.
No.
Brad knows what I mean.
Yes.
But no, that's.
If you wore a fanny pack to school and you called it that, you probably get, you know, laughed at for the rest of your life.
Why?
Because you just would.
It's slang for a certain female anatomy, so, you know, just don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
It is so not me. I think Mike can agree to that. That is not me, right?
That's not you.
Oh, good. See?
Your hair isn't even blonde.
I know.
You don't have a segue, do you?
No. And my glasses aren't thick. Rimmed.
Well, you wear glasses. Huh? That's
you have a fanny pack?
No.
Apparently in America, fanny is slang for buttocks. it's like the other side in Europe.
I never heard of it referred to as buttocks. I always heard the opposite.
What should we title this name? Fanny Packs, etc.? Title this one?
Shane has a segue.
No. And that was from Earth 270172. Let's get Mike to take this next one.
Do you believe in the paranormal, supernatural, and those kind of things? I.e. ghosts, spirits, presences, etc. From Kiwi Kid. No, I do not.
Mushroom Queen and Brad?
I'm more of afraid that if you don't believe in him, you know, you're going to get haunted one day.
Brad?
No, I don't really believe in him.
Oh, are you sure? Because I've felt things that that things have disappeared and moved around on their own.
Maybe you're just forgetful.
No, I don't think so. I think it's possible. I went to the legislature here once, the provincial parliament, and there's this place where if you stand on this exact one spot, the water fountain down below sounds as if it's right next to you.
That could be just because of sound acoustics, though.
No, it's just one tiny, tiny spot of about 10 centimeters in diameter.
Hmm. Yeah, it could be acoustics.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I remember when I was I visited the American Capitol, and there's a place you can stand within the dome, and if you stand on one side, the acoustics are such that you can sort of hear the people talking on the other side through, like, whispers, through a drain pipe, essentially, so it could be possible.
Hmm. Yeah, that's that sort of thing in St. Paul's Cathedral in London. You do the same sort of thing.
Okay, so this turned into a lesson about acoustics. Anybody? Yes, no. So I think the overall thing here is two yes and two no.
Why not?
Okay. That was from Kiwi Kid. This is a weird one. It says, Brad, do you really have sexual relations with porcupines? You said you did in a chat yesterday from Sean.
Technically, I didn't say I did. They said it's illegal. Somebody put... No, I think it was Bessadon pasted that it's illegal to have sexual relationships with porcupines in Florida. And I said, oh, well, I can't move there then. That doesn't prove anything.
You implied it, though.
I implied it, but no, I honestly don't.
Okay.
Too prickly.
Your secret is safe with us. Don't
worry. Thank you.
And the 200 other listeners.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, that was a bit of a weird one. What is your favorite childhood memory, if you can remember, from Alex? Let's start with one of the guests, Mushroom Queen or Mike. You guys decide who's going first.
Go, Mike.
But I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
I should have thought of these before we start recording.
Oh, that's where all the fun is.
Yeah, on the sort of on the spot.
I don't know. I can't really think of a good one.
No.
What about like memories you and Shane have? Tell us some of those.
Huh.
I remember one thing Shane told me, which is like that Shane bought Mike a pack of Pokemon cards for Mike's birthday, and it had a shiny Charizard in it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Well, if I was Shane, I would have been so pissed.
That was in like the fifth grade or something. I don't know.
That's one.
What a Charizard.
I just told you one of your childhood memories. Isn't that a little weird?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah. Maybe when... Oh, I don't know. Remember when I made that face with my leftover vegetables at Christmas not too long ago?
That's not really a childhood memory. That was just really odd.
I think I saw a picture of that.
Yes, he probably did show you it. Like, what are you doing?
I need to see this picture.
I'll find it later. I don't know. Mushroom Queen? I'll think of mine.
I would say probably my birthdays, you know. Eating cake and stuff like that. It's good times.
Okay. Bradler?
Well, I actually do have a memory. And it was when I think it was my fifth birthday, and it's probably my earliest memory. Did everything go dead?
No, I'm still here.
I keep getting breaks in the sound.
Uh-oh.
Is it the same for you?
No.
No, you sound fine to me.
No.
Okay, well, everything kept going quiet for me. Right, okay. Well, I was like four, and then I had a big birthday party, and all sort of family came around, and I spent the 3 hours hiding in my room painting.
My Sankey's breaking. He is totally Bradler, because, you know, Hitler, he applied for art school. He's a painter.
And there's this video that I remember, I think I saw it not too long ago, and it's my dad walking up the stairs with a video camera, and you just walk into my room and there's loads of crap on the floor, it's really messy, and then there's just me standing in the middle of it with this like plastic easel painting.
No, I don't know what kind of memory to talk about.
I don't know, there was, like, when we were really young, there was those, Discovery Zone, remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we always went there, didn't we?
It was like, I don't know, like, kids' place, like, lots of
crawl tubes.
Yeah.
And those, and those things where you play in the balls, you know, and arcade, and those kind of things.
And those roller slides. And,
yes. I don't know. Oh yeah, there's a way I think to get that roller slide going extra fast was to go on it right behind someone else.
Then you kick him in the ass.
Okay. Anybody have any more memories that they want to talk about?
Oh, I'm actually very jealous of you American people who you grew up with stuff like Discovery Zone. I didn't have that till I was little. You know, we had old rusty playgrounds to play on.
Oh yeah, like on the English Russia site.
Oh yeah, yes, like that. It's a little less creepy though.
Okay. Yeah, well, this was a very good question. Thank you, Alex. But it's time to be moving on. Brad, where would you rather be, Germany or England?
England, because I was born there.
Okay.
You know, it's that whole thing. Even if you live abroad, you know, your home country may suck, which, believe me, England does, but at the end of the day, it's home, and I'd rather be there.
Sure. Shane, what is your favorite book?
Star Trek book.
Yeah, I can't say I've read anything else besides that in quite some time. To everyone, what is your favorite kind of cheese?
Brie. Or probably Brie or Danish Blue.
Don't those stink?
No, Stinking Bishop stinks.
Hence the name.
Mike, what's your favorite cheese?
Well, honestly, I haven't tried many kinds of cheese, so I'll just say cheddar.
Mushroom Queen?
I like Swiss cheese.
Okay, I can't eat cheese.
Oh, poor
Okay, you eat pizza. That has lots of cheese on it.
Small amounts.
No.
I just can't. It doesn't sit well with me. Okay, that was from Vervada. Oh, and he says, thanks for the book advice, Brad.
You're welcome.
What did you suggest?
I advised him to read Letter to a Christian Nation by Sam Harris, and he PM'd me on the forum saying that he had enjoyed it very much.
That's
right. Okay. I'm going to send this next one to Mike because he had a woodcutting axe before, so go right ahead.
All right. Have you ever owned a dragon woodcutting axe? If so, do you think the head falls off too often? Yes. Do you think it should fall off less? Yes. My axe head fell off 4 times in the last 2 hours of me buying it. One more question. Do you think there will be a sequel to the Monkey Madness series anytime soon? Thanks and grats again. RF10S7.
So yeah, it does fall off too often, doesn't it?
I'd say so.
Did you ever come close to losing it?
Quite a few times, actually.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Like, you lost your head?
Yeah.
And now you have to rebuy the entire axe?
Yeah, I got in the habit of waiting till my person takes the first 2 swings before I change windows.
Yeah, they should definitely tweak it a bit, like use some better glue or something. If it's glued on.
So glue.
Yes.
Glue.
Is there a Monkey Madness sequel coming anytime soon?
I hope so. It was a good quest.
Yes. Are you going to do it if it comes out?
Possibly.
Okay. Yeah, I really hope there's a Monkey Madness sequel too, but where can they go? Monkeys start taking over the world? I don't know. That just sounds too...
Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
It's possible with Jagex. They could do anything. Yeah. Monkeys on the moon or something.
You know? Well, I guess that sums up audio questions for this week. We had quite a few of them. Okay, time to go on to the tech news. This is where Brad normally goes to sleep.
I like how you do that Eastern European accent. It's not very nice.
Who?
You.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
Okay.
You just sort of break into it. Time for the tech questions.
AMD announces Phenom multi-core CPU and Phazon 8 platform. The GPU and CPU maker also announced that its new dual-core and quad-core consumer and enthusiast CPUs will be known as Phenom. That's quite an interesting name. Probably hoping it'll be like a phenomena or something. Which which they really need at this time because, well, frankly, they're kind of behind right now.
Intel is whipping their ass.
Yes, that is right. Mm. With the Core 2 Duos and everything like that. But anyways, the quad-core Phenom FX and Phenom X4 will appear during the second half of 2007, while dual-core Phenom X2 will show up after the quad model ship. So that's kind of interesting that the quad models are coming first, probably because, what, they could get more money from those, or...
How much is it going to be?
I don't know. Nobody says. Nobody says here.
But, you know?
I don't know. You guys think this could bring AMD back into the game?
Well, it depends on a lot of things, like how much they charge for it, first of all. Yeah.
But then they don't forget they also got Intel's Penryn chip to go up against, which is built on a smaller. It's built 45 nanometer, whereas the AMD ones I think are 90 nanometer still, but. Penryn benchmarks are still pretty good compared to this. So I don't know. Is anybody here have AMD besides me?
No.
Did you just say that to make me talk in tech questions? Tech news.
Maybe.
Yes, I have an AMD thing.
Like, they're fine, right? Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, there we go. So, I don't know. Hopefully it brings AMD back in, because Intel will get too comfy and they'll need some competition. We should give Mushroom Queen this next tech news. Go right ahead.
Massive DDoS attacks against Estonia, Russia accused. basically, it's... how do I explain... Shane, you do it.
You want me to explain the DDoS aspect?
Yeah.
So basically what a DDoS attack is when some hacker corrupts a whole fleet of computers, and then he sends those computers to attack a certain website and overload them with traffic. That's basically what a DDoS attack is.
A denial, or distributed denial of service attack.
Yes, that's what it stands for. Now, I'll read what the story says. Cyber warfare on an unprecedented scale has hammered Estonian websites for the last 2 weeks in the country's aftermath government controversial decision to relocate a Soviet-era war monument from the center of Tallinn Square into the suburbs. 2 days of rioting by ethnic Russians who saw this as an attack on their heritage and minority rights quickly transitioned from the real world to the virtual world. As government websites came under DDoS attacks so severe that agencies shut off access to IP addresses outside Estonia for several days.
You know, the way I see this is like, of course you don't do that just because somebody moves your monument or whatever, but like, Estonia, this is part of their history, and they just sort of want to forget it and pretend like they were never Soviet Union. That's kind of stupid, but, you know.
Mushroom Queen was part of the Soviet Union.
I was born in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that's right. What country? Ukraine? Russia?
Russia. Moscow.
Okay. Yeah, so we got the KGB expert here.
I planned those attacks. No, I'm just joking.
Okay, so I don't know. Like, see, there we go. Like, this, I put the story in because it's important, because it just shows how that the modern technology is being used in real-world applications. Not so much an application, but to get a point across.
It's sort of funny, like one of these, the quotes is, says, "If the member state's communication center is attacked with a missile," said the source, "you call it an act of war." This is, I'm sort of having a funny image in my head of these nerds going to war with Russia, you know, on computers.
Yeah, and the DDoS attack could be coming from the U.S. for all they care, you know?
They don't really.
I don't know. Anyways, on a happier note, Apple updates the MacBooks. Updates include the faster Core 2 Duos, standard 2.0 GHz instead of 1.83, and standard 1 GB of memory rather than 512 on the entry model, and bigger hard drives. So, I don't know, that's good for anybody who wants to buy a MacBook. That probably is paving the way for that Santa Rosa platform in which we talked about last week. I don't know, they didn't update the MacBook Pro, so I'm still happy, and I will be happy because, well, it's a perfect machine, and it is powerful enough how it is right now. I'm happy. Just if you want to buy a MacBook, now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Time for rants.
I was gonna
sneeze there for a second. Anyway, it's time for rants. Who wants the first one?
I don't mind. I'll have any.
What was that?
You're cutting out.
Yeah, he was. Brad, are you there?
Is that better?
I think so. How about you take the first rant?
Okay, I'll have the first rant. Well, I have to say, JX's Cabbage Armor pointed out a good new idea. Skiller clothes. Oh, dear God. Now my rant is not only suggesting spelt wrong, it's not spelt S-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-G, moron.
Oh, grammar Nazi, stop it.
But come on, suggesting.
Rattler.
I always point out their grammar mistakes in these rants. Necessarily, my rant is directed at the fact that very few clothing and armor sets require only non-combat skills. They do not consist of rogue's armor, decorative, I think, and I think that's it. Where's the decent clothing for the level 10 with 85 runecrafting? Where is the exclusive right-handed equipment weapon slot that has a level 90 fishing requirement and no attack requirement? Yeah, we need that level 90 fishing requirement.
What about my farming equipment?
No, nothing. No. Just fishing. I feel that Jagex has been catering to combat heroes too much. Some of our sets could do with a little tweaking as well. Why do tiaras, I presume he means that, not require a runecrafting level to wear when they have no defense requirements either? Why do barb-tailed harpoons not have a hunting and fishing requirement? This really needs to be looked into. Skillers are being undermined here. Remember, armor and weapons are the number one way to show off your levels. Rune means that the player has 40 defense or attack, while barrow shows that the player has achieved level 70 in a multitude of combat skills. They don't have to be in combat to show off their achievements. So why do woodcutters have to show off by cutting the highest level tree they can cut? I mean, come on, the axes don't even have a woodcutting requirement to wield, only to use. Thanks for reading.
I agree with this guy.
Yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, to a certain degree, the skill capes let you just show off, but that is 99, which is probably very hard to get.
Yeah, that's right.
It requires a lot of playtime.
Imagine 99 runecrafting.
Oh.
I'd rather not.
Terrible.
I don't know. Like, I'd wear, like, what kind of farming equipment would need, like, level 85 farming to wear?
Coveralls and a straw hat or something.
I'll show you. I'm not going to try and explain it because I'm an idiot myself. But
do you have a pen in your mouth or something?
Yeah, I did. Don't know.
Okay, well, I definitely agree with this guy, and I think we all do. Maybe this should go in the suggestions forum.
Mm, I agree.
Like a certain type of thing that has, like, say, maybe like some coveralls for each skill. For instance, like the runecrafting one would have a rune on the left shoulder. The farming one would have the farming bucket on the left shoulder. And stuff like that, you know?
I don't know about that.
That would look kind of funny.
What about enhanced watering bucket that you can use to hit people with?
That would be very funny to see.
Or a cooking pan that you can hit people over the head with.
Could we hit you over the head, Shane?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then no.
I quite like this rant.
I agree.
I agree Can with I it read as this long as...
Oh, sorry.
Doesn't matter. Well, I agree with it as long as they don't release it like a stupid way, like what they did with the lumberjack clothing. Like,
oh yeah,
you have to do that stupid game to get it.
How long did that take you?
It was like 5 hours or something.
It took me like 7.5.
It's not even worth the time to get because like if you woodcut during that time, you would I don't know. It's like. I'd have to woodcut for like 240 hours to make getting it worth it or something like that.
Yeah, no. That's why we brought Mike on. He's good with these kind of numbers. He has numbers for everything. How long it takes you to walk from Varrock to Falador and Drainer to Lumbridge.
I don't have numbers for that kind of stuff.
Okay. Anyways, good rant.
Numbers for how long it takes Shane to shut up once he started speaking about Star Trek.
No.
Sure.
No. Next rant goes to Mike because he found this one.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I was looking at it last night. All right. This is my first time ranting this bad, so he says. I lost 15 mil out of this little hidden update you had just moments ago. Thanks a lot. I'm finished. You know what you did. If you don't want players to know, I won't spread it. But read this and feel my pain. 15 mil, 577k PRS. And he says, page 2, Maud Ash posted. He can tell you what happened. And then Maud Ash posted again on page 3. And he says, by the way, why did it have to be changed? It helps inflation by making the rich people spend more money on runes. Actually, a lot. It would surely take away most of the currency, and runes uses itself up. Isn't that why you put out con? That's
what it says. So what was this about exactly?
Well, basically, it was what we were talking about earlier in the episode about the little rest spell. It had like no delay on it, so you could cast it over and over in a row and get lots of experience really fast.
And it's 85 XP per cast, I think.
It was 82.
Okay, so if you cast that, what? 10 times in a minute, that's 820. Like, if you cast it 100 times in under 10 minutes, that's like 8200 XP. Times that by 6, that's quite a good amount of magic XP per hour. So, I can see why they removed it, and I think they were right in doing so, because then we'd have the same thing. We'd see all these magic capes running around, you know? Mm. I don't know. I think it was good they removed it, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Brad have anything to say?
No.
Okay. Mike, you were saying?
Well, like he says, that it helps inflation by taking the money out of the market, but that's not true. You're just giving the money to someone else.
Yeah, exactly. You're not buying the runes from a store. You're buying the runes from a person. So, I don't know. These people who write these rants sometimes don't understand economics. Okay, who wants this last rant, Mushroom Queen or Brad?
Oh, no way.
I've done one.
Oh,
already.
Right, Brad has done one, so that means it's Mushroom Queen.
This is so long. Okay. Okay, it says, get 2 to 50 construction and you can build a portal chamber. Why do you give me this rant? With the ability to use some teleports infinite times with only... The runes for house teleports needed at most. Seems like a great room, and it is, to an extent. You see, you can only make portals to where Jagex wants you to make portals to, which for some reason is only Vrock, Lumbridge. Pointless there, now there's a free telly. Falador, Camelot, Ardonia, Watchtower, and Caniphus. Sure, it's great to be able to use one ancient teleport there without needing to be on ancients, but why is the choice of teleports so limited? Why can't I go to Trollheim or Ape Atoll? Sure, you can't stack 100 bananas for Ape Atoll Tele, but why can't I use them? Noted. Then there's the other ancient teles. Getting to Edgefield Dungeon would make... Using Slayer Master simpler, the fairy seems to give 200 iron dragons all the time, and I'm sick of them. Of course, my mounted glory means I can teleport to Edgeville for free, but the ancient telly would be quicker. the wild Itellis would help PK clans or people PK who PK alone out quite a bit, able to use them while on normal spellbook. Why can I use none of my Luna teleports there? I'd use Luna a lot if I was able to teleport to the island when on normal spells. Simply put, I don't see why teleports that can be used in the portal chamber is so limited. There are 16 teleports that can't be made into portals and only 7 that can. It makes no sense. Of course, visitors that haven't gone certain quests won't be able to use some portals, such as Monkey Madness for a battle, to avoid being stuck. Also, all wildy teleports should have a warning screen before you pass through them.
I know, that was a...
People read your stuff before you send it. I just died reading all those sentences.
Okay, what do we think about this? I think I'd like a Trollheim portal. Then I'd be happy.
Yes.
Like,
there's nothing really at Trollheim besides the herb patch. Like,
I know, but then I could use lunar spells all the time. Yes.
I think the lunar teleports, they might probably come later, you know? Because that's still relatively new, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good idea, but as said, they'd need to have the restrictions and everything like that. Because when construction first came out, if you went into someone's house and they had a Caniphus portal, and you didn't do the quest where you could get into Caniphus, you could still get in there.
That's funny.
And that's considered bug abuse. So I like this rant, but good job for reading it when they put all these kind of grammatical errors in it.
I try. One thing I noticed was, like, I completely agree about the teleports to wilderness because, well, this is sort of different, but when I was in, I think it was Ardonia, you know, the lever you pull and you end up in wilderness. I really had no idea what it was, and I just sort of, you know, clicked past the, you know, the message box. I was like, whatever, here I am, you know. I was sort of afraid, but, you know, I agree.
Yes. I don't know.
Box, you know, popping up.
Okay, well, there's your rants, quite a few. I don't know, if it's anybody closing the rant in 3, 2, 1, closed. Okay. Apparently Brad's talking to some Chinese gold farmer.
No, I'm not talking to them.
Okay.
Why am I always getting kicked out of MSN conversations?
I have no idea. It's
you are having temporary network problems. I'm no longer in this conversation.
I brought you back, but anyway, let's wrap this thing up. Skill of the month is at a standstill. If it ended today, Southrend would have won. So
the month's only half over.
I know, exactly. So get going, people. Get going.
Southrend
has 419k XP. Third person only has 3800 XP.
Southrend's the winner then.
Mike has 695.
How much mushroom? Do I have, Shane?
Zero.
That's right.
Like, just get going, people. Get going. Jeez, like, I want somebody to win this. Like, give Southrend some competition.
He's already won 3 already, or
yeah,
two?
he's won 3 before.
Yes, 3.
I don't have anything to smith, though.
I have a bunch of coal. I should probably do that.
I'll be getting some coal this weekend if anybody wants to buy it for 200 each.
Can I have it for free?
No.
I was just about to ask.
No. Sadly, no. Literature forum.
Woohoo.
basically, you can write stories in here and
do... I wrote a story. Somebody comments on it.
And do your RPGs and... What are those other things called?
Round Robin. It's
okay.
Basically where somebody writes a chapter, you write a chapter corresponding to it. You
okay.
Make like a book.
It's funny, now it's sort of slowed down.
Yeah. Imagine that.
So
they
what
it,
Creepin' I was saying is in fact coming true. Ah, losers.
But please read the stickies before you start posting in there, please.
Yes, please. The first person who person who I won't name posted, and they posted other poems in there. Don't do it, people.
Otherwise, we get out the warning hammer.
Yes.
And if you get
Banhammer.
Then yeah, the Banhammer if you get too many warnings. Multi-site steel war. I figured I'd put this in because RSBNB is invited this time.
I know, last year.
Don't ask
last
me.
Last year, a few of us were going to go and crash it.
Yeah, well, should have.
It's How only would two. You crash it, though?
Just scream for RSBNB. Yeah, attack everyone.
How come this one site, RuneScape Community, has a party hat behind their name?
No.
Oh, it says winner of multi-site war 1.
Oh, figures.
Oh, okay. Ah, there we go.
My headphone is so on its last legs.
Oh, you should order a new one, but not a Shike.
Yeah, the sound keeps cutting out on it.
Okay, so. Time to order a new one. Anyways, yes. What have we been doing? Start with the guests. Mushroom Queen.
Can I say Shane?
Yeah. No, keep that quiet.
I mean the first project, can I say?
Just say you've been working on some images.
Are
300 by 30.
I've been working on goal things for the past 2 days, and it's been kind of frustrating sometimes, but very fulfilling once I see them. So
yeah, I got it all sorted out. Remember how we were talking last night how it was going to be 400 images with all those colors and progress bars?
Yes.
I have a plan to get that sorted out, so
don't tell me later.
Yes, I will tell you about that later. Mike?
Well, the high scores have been delayed because of updates that are needed to the stop grabber for signatures.
Right. That I caused.
Oh, well, they'll be out in a week or so then.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. If we get things out when they're ready to go. We're not like Microsoft who tries to put things out before who miserably crash.
Our stuff works when we release it.
Yes. And Brad?
Nothing.
Okay, so you've just been sitting here waiting to do this show?
Yes, that is exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah, I've been working with Mushroom Queen on that project and gathering some herb lore stuff and gonna try and raise some more money for farming, I think, right now. I am.
Sell the Santa hats, Shane.
Shh.
Ooh, plural, plural.
I'm not good at English, I meant Santa hat.
Yeah, I think right now I am approximately 37 million short of being able to buy all the seeds in one sitting. But it's time to start and buy some or do something, so I'm going to be working on that. But yes, expect to see some new stuff coming out of RSBNB within, what, the next week?
Yes, definitely.
And as Mike said, week for the oh-so-favorite high scores. Mm. Yes, anything else that anybody wants to do?
No.
Okay, so I think we're done. This has been RSBNB Update, episode 100 for May 16th with Mike. Say bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Mushroom Queen from...
That's kind of awkward.
Mushroom Queen from mq.rsbnb.com.
Yes. Nice to be on.
Okay, and Brad from saidbybrad.com.
Mike sounded really British. Like, goodbye then.
I know.
Did I?
I was not the only person who thought that.
And of course, yours truly, Shane1288, shane.rsbnb.com, where you can see the napping picture. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
100. Bye.